This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's in England this morning, soon to meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of the G7 summit this week. The president's first stop was a visit with U.S. troops at Royal Air Force Mildenhall, where he laid out his mission for the trip. Ed Donahue reports.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. The president also said COVID needs to end, not just at home, but everywhere. I'm Ed Donahue.
And to that end, we expect the president today to announce plans for the U.S. to donate 500 million COVID vaccine doses around the world. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters aboard Air Force One yesterday.
I do not want to get ahead of the president, who will be speaking to this issue tomorrow, and we'll be able to talk about additional steps the United States is taking to help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
The president and Prime Minister Johnson are also expected to announce a move toward resuming travel between the U.S. and Britain. Most travel's been banned between the two nations since the outbreak of the pandemic. The man accused of slapping French President Emmanuel Macron goes on trial today. He told investigators that he lashed out without thinking. Macron had been greeting a crowd in southeastern France. The world's largest meat processing company, JBS, says yes, it paid those hackers who broke into its computer system last month $11 million. This is AP News. A man at the center of a grim saga of alleged murder and missing children pleads not guilty in an Idaho courtroom. Here's our Jennifer King.
Appearing before Judge Stephen Boyce, Chad Daybell pleaded not guilty to murder charges handed down by a grand jury in connection with the death of his late wife and his new wife's two children.
8 felony charges have been filed in the grand jury's indictment.
Daybell ran a small publishing company with his wife, Tammy Daybell, who died in October of 2019. Authorities grew suspicious when he remarried Lori Vallow just 2 weeks later. Police began searching for Lori's two youngest children, 7-year-old Joshua Vallow, known as JJ, and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan. The hearing was on the one-year anniversary of when the children's bodies were found buried on Daybell's property in eastern Idaho. The Daybells espoused an apocalyptic system of religious belief. On Tuesday afternoon, Lori Daybell was committed to a mental health facility. If convicted, Chad Daybell could face life in prison or the death penalty. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.